Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, you guys. This is Yaz. Welcome to Dating Advice. Tonight, I'm going to record about what do women want. I got a question by a man who said to me, you know, we guys, we don't know what women want. We're confused. And I said, what do you mean you don't know what women want? He said, we don't know what women want. A lot of times we meet these independent, successful women, and we just don't know what they want. And we don't understand, why are these women single? Why are these beautiful single women, why are they single, okay? Why are these beautiful women single? And I said, well, they're single because probably they met a lot of men that played games with them. And they are the type of woman, okay? They're a high quality woman that is not going to put up with game playing. They're particular. They have boundaries. Just because a woman is single and she's successful doesn't mean that there's something wrong with her. And this is where the confusion starts, you guys, because a lot of men feel that successful women, if they're successful and they're good looking, they're single, there must be something wrong with them. No. These women want the same thing that any woman wants. They want to be loved. They want a guy that they feel an attraction to. They want somebody that gives them attention. They want somebody who doesn't play games. They don't want to be somebody's option. They want to know that they're a priority in their life. And so many men don't get that. So many men automatically think that there's something wrong with that woman, that if she's got all this going for her, how can she be single? Well, that's because she's meeting a lot of men that started out maybe showing her attention, and then maybe they were talking to other women and they weren't serious about getting to know her, or maybe she didn't have that attraction to that particular man. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with her. It means that she has standards. It means that she's not going to just go out with anybody. Now, let me just say this for a minute, okay? A lot of people will sit there and they'll say, well, you know, I can't understand why she's single. She's single because she's not going to put up with the bullshit. She's single because she sees that you're not being consistent with her. So guys, you have to be consistent with the women. If you see a woman that you're very interested in, you have to let her know. Don't play games with her. Because there's a lot of women out there that if you play games with them, they will cut you off fast. And there's a lot of women that are scarred out there from being around the wrong type of men that played games with them. And that's why these women, the minute they see games, they will just cut you loose fast. And it's not because there's something wrong with them. It's not because they're crazy. It's because you're not keeping it 100 with them. You have to be able to be vulnerable and show the person that you like them. Now, see, there's so much confusion in the dating world because you have the guy coaches telling the guys, well, you know, treat her like crap or don't show her a lot of attention. And you have the women coaches saying to the women, well, you know, you need to do the same thing. You need to play hard to get. And that's why I say to you guys, you don't play hard to get, but then you don't show desperation. You just be yourself. You be quote unquote normal. You just act in a mature manner and you show them the same type of interest they show you. Not more, not less, okay? If they text you, you text them back. You don't wait 4 days to text them back because guys will get disgusted with that as well. A sincere guy or a sincere girl is going to get disgusted with any kind of stupid games. So you're not doing anything wrong. You want to know that you did everything right. You don't want to look back and say, oh boy, I really screwed up because now he's not contacting me as much because I played games back. Or you're going to have guys that come back to you and say, well, you play games. A real man that wants something serious, if you play games with him, he's not going to deal with you. All right. He's not going to want it. He's not going to take you seriously because he's going to think you are not serious. And if you do show that you are 100% type of person and you're showing the same interest that they're showing you, and that person isn't showing you interest, then guess what? That person wasn't looking for something serious with you. And that's okay. That's okay. Not everybody is for everybody in this world. Everybody has a certain type. So you may like somebody and maybe they don't like you as much as you like them. You just got to chalk it up and say, well, you know what? This person wasn't for me. Okay. They're doing me a favor. So you have to keep that in mind and you have to say to yourself, I'm going to go in with a mature attitude, but you don't want to sit there and blow up anybody's phone either. You have to have your own pride, your own self-pride. You have to have your own life. You have to have your own things going for you because a relationship complements you. When I say complements, I mean it adds to your life, but it's not your whole life. And as you get older, you will see that. Because down the road, you could get married, you will have children, or you may not want children, then children become a part of your life, or your friends become a part of your life, and your family becomes a part of your life, and your work becomes a part of your life. So you don't know what could happen in this world. You don't know. And today or tomorrow, you could be married to somebody. I've seen people married 20 years or 30 years, and they could break up, and you're on your own. So that's why I tell you, you have to have your own life because you don't know what could happen. So that person needs to compliment you, and you compliment them to add to your life. But getting back to the whole idea of this podcast, okay, as what do women want? Women want a guy that they could be proud of. Women want a guy that they can bring around their friends, their family. Women want to feel special. We all want to feel special, just like men want to feel special as well. So you want to show that person just as much interest as they show you. But understand that just because a woman is an independent woman, she's got a lot going for herself, doesn't mean because she's single, there's something wrong with her. See, I've had a lot of single successful women come to me and say, do I intimidate men? And I say to them, you know, well, what kind of image do you portray to that person? Okay, you have to let that person know that what you want out of a relationship. And if that person is into you and they want to build with you, they should have no problem with it. But a lot of men get confused today. A lot of men, you know, with women's rights and everything, they get confused. But most women, they just want to feel loved. They want to feel loved. They want to feel special. They want to have that attraction to that particular person and know that, okay, he's really feeling me. He really likes me, and he's showing me consistency. He's showing me interest. And the confusion comes when you deal out there in the dating world and you have to go through all the other zeros out there that show you interest, then don't show you interest, then show you interest, because they're juggling you and juggling seven other options. And this can go for men and women. You have to keep it 100 with the person that you're dealing with. And if that person is not into you, you just have to move on to somebody else and not even worry about it. Not even worry about it, because there's so many people in the world, okay? It's not so much, you know, that you're a successful person. It's the fact, it could be, what kind of vibe are you giving off on the date? You know, are you friendly? Are you making good conversation? It's the conversation that you have with the person. It has nothing to do with the fact of whether you're successful or you're not successful. That's just an added bonus when you're dealing with somebody. Whether you're dealing with a successful woman or a beautiful woman, or you're dealing with a successful guy and everything, like I said, that's just an added bonus. But that's not the person that you're going to be, you know, that's not the core person of who you're going to wake up with, or somebody that you're going to have to deal with when you have an argument, or let's say down the road you have children. Are you able to work things out with that person? Are you able to compromise with that person? Are your families able to get along? It doesn't matter how successful somebody is. It doesn't matter how good looking they are. It matters the person, how you guys connect, what kind of chemistry. And you don't want somebody that you just feel lust for, but the person themselves, you know, has a crappy personality or is a miserable person that's going to make you miserable. Because I don't care how much chemistry you have with somebody, when you got to deal with that person on a day-to-day basis, if you can't communicate with that person, or that person is not there for you or have your back when you need them, believe me, all that chemistry and lust that you have, that goes right down the tubes, okay, when you get real life problems that come into your life. So you have to have a blend. You have to have the looks component, the attractions component, and you have to have somebody that has a good sense of morals, that, you know, values you as a person. But I just wanted to do this podcast real quick, because I had somebody come to me and he was like, I don't know what women want. And I said, listen, women want, any woman generally, okay, and I'm not talking about players, most women, they just want a guy that takes an interest, that shows that they care. Women love a guy with a little bit of an edge, but just be yourself, okay? Just be yourself and treat that person the way you would want that person to treat you. And if you don't get back the same kind of consideration or love, then you're not dealing with the right person. You can communicate with that person and let that person know, you know, this is what I need, you know, to make me feel fulfilled. And if that person just takes no interest in trying to work with you, then forget it, because you're going to have problems down the road when you have big problems. And big problems could be in the sense of trying to raise children or trying to deal with families or somebody loses their job. So you have to deal with somebody that you guys could get along. I hope that helps you guys. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and share. And understand that women just don't want to be one of your options. Women want you to show them that they are a priority in your life. If you show them respect, a woman that is a quality woman will appreciate that. A quality woman is not going to deal with somebody that juggles her. A quality woman is not going to deal with a guy that breaks her boundaries. And when I say breaks her boundaries, it could mean somebody that stays out all night and doesn't call her all night when you're in a relationship or you're dating seriously. So know the person that you're dealing with. Treat them with respect. Treat them like you would treat any other woman. And it goes the same thing for a partner to partner or a woman dealing with a man. Don't do anything that you wouldn't want your partner doing. And that's how you got to look at it. You can't look at it as, okay, this person's successful, I need to treat them different. Or this person's really good looking and I need to treat them different. No, I know plenty of beautiful, beautiful women that can't find a man that they are in a relationship with, because a lot of men, they see these pretty women and they think, oh, they must have tons of guys. No, it doesn't have anything to do with the looks, because even beautiful women deal with players. Even beautiful women deal with people that are juggling them as options. So it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with who you're dealing with, who you talking to. What is that person's attitude about dating? What is that person's attitude about being in a healthy relationship? Is that person really looking for a relationship? Or is that person just looking to bide their time? Or maybe they're just looking for hookups or whatever it could be. So just treat everybody the same. Treat whoever you're dealing with respect. And you should get the same respect back. I hope that helps you guys. Okay. And if it did, please hit the subscribe button, share, and have a great night. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys. I want to tell you about my new merchandise that I just launched. It's on Teespring. I have on there all cute t-shirts that say things like single as fuck, warrior, empowered, unstoppable, quarantined, stay 6 feet away. Get 10% off when you go to my website. The website address is Teespring, T-E-E-Spring. .com/stores/Yaz's, that's Yaz hyphen place, and check it out. The link is in my bio, and check out all the cute t-shirts I have on there, hoodies, leggings. They're great for just hanging around the house, or if you go out on a date, it's a cute conversation. Whether you're going out and you put it with a pair of jeans or a pair of leggings. So check it out. It doesn't cost you anything to check it out and see all the cute stuff that I put on there. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.